Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday. Good morning. 4 after 9 on the Quad Cities station for NPR News and Talk, WVIK. This is Jim O'Hara. Over $25 million in new federal money is headed to Illinois to help build out the state's electrical vehicle infrastructure. WBEZ's Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco has more.
The awards announced yesterday will go towards building more than 36 charging stations along Illinois' highways. 5 are slated for Cook County. Elizabeth Urban is with the Illinois Department of Transportation.
The state has a goal of getting 1 million EVs on the road by 2030. It's an ambitious goal, but we're well on the way to making that a reality.
In the past 5 years, the number of EVs on the road has jumped more than sixfold, with approximately 111,000 EVs on Illinois' roads today. The funding comes from the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
In sports tonight, the Quad City River Bandits are at home against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in the first game of their divisional series. Then they go on the road game time tonight, 6:30. WVIK Quad City's weather. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 82. Overnight, partly cloudy, low around 56. For Wednesday, sunny, high near 86. No mention of rain the rest of the week. On Think, being labeled gifted in school can come with perks, but research is showing those don't always carry over into adulthood. The nature-nurture arguments around giftedness today at noon on Think here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. I'm Jim O'Hara, WVIK News. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.